Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Hart bringing us back, Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and it's all free, except for the books. You find a book you like, we'd like for you to pay for those. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, filmmaker extraordinaire, entrepreneurial expert and consultant, professor of leadership at Daniel Webster College, and our good friend Tom Anastasi. Thanks again for being here. Also the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, one of the things that happens to all of us in business is we imagine that we're going to go into business. We give it a shot, but as we're doing it, we're imagining how things are going to turn out, right? We're projecting sales, we're projecting expenses, and one of the dangerous things is to believe those projections, right?
Yeah. Anytime you have the future, you project the future, there's always probability. There's no sure thing. But you have to make all these predictions all the time. And one of the things is that most people tend to ignore negative evidence. And they tend to kind of be glasses half full people. Because that's what entrepreneurs are.
It's not fun, is it? Negative.
No. No, but you really have to look at things before you start making money decisions or personnel decisions. You really have to look to the future to predict it, but you also have to be really careful.
30 plus years ago, probably close to 40 years, I started getting into projections in my work. Projecting financial models and that sort of thing is one of the best things that ever happened to me. But early on, one of my mentors said something to me that's pretty intuitive if you think about it. But if you don't think if somebody doesn't say this to you, you don't think about it. He said, "Never forget this: all projections are wrong."
Exactly.
Even as hard as you research them, as conservative as you think they're going to be, all projections are wrong. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And so one of the things is that you have to sometimes take a step back. So, for instance, before making a big decision, you know, we would try to think of all the reasons it's a good decision, and that's a good place to start. But then take the second step. Be your own devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. Think of 10 reasons it's a really bad idea. And be crazy on this one. Think of really crazy reasons why it's a bad idea. Find somebody to help you if you need to find reasons. And if you can sit there and go through each one of those things and say, okay, I get that, but we can deal with that, or we understand this, or that's just too crazy, then go ahead and you've probably got a winner. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you that most people don't take that step, and if they did, they could avoid a lot of the gotchas.
I grew up on a farm, Tom, and we had all kinds of livestock. And there's an old story that the old guys used to talk about, and the term the joke was 10 pigs to the litter. And the joke was on the guy who'd want to go into the pig farm business, the hog business, and he was doing his projections, and he'd seen sows have 10 pigs in a litter, so he based his projections on 10 pigs to the litter. Well, anybody who knows the hog business knows that she may have 10 pigs, but that doesn't mean she's going to raise 10 pigs. So 10 pigs in the litter is the joke about what you're talking about. It's the projection. If you're going into it with those rosy ideas, if you haven't said yes, she might have 10 pigs, but she's probably only going to raise 6. So that's your number.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see this a lot, for instance, in advertising. When I help people design their ads and do an ad campaign, they'll sit there and say, well, you know, if only 1 in 100 people who sees this ad in the newspaper comes in, you know, we'll spend $500 on the ad and we'll make $40,000 from it. Well, if it was that easy, everybody would just do it, because the reality is that you know, 1 in 5,000 people who see the ad, or 1 in 10,000 people who see the ad are going to come in. It doesn't mean don't do the ad, but don't have these rosy predictions.
Well, even if you think you've identified what you think is going to happen, you think is reasonable, then take that and say, okay, what happens if only half of that happens?
Right.
Cut it in half and see what happens. When I do projections of a project and I'm trying to get a banker to buy into my idea, I always take them two scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is the one that I think that I've done the research on. I believe the market will bear this. But that's my optimistic view. Then I come back with a plan B, which is a conservative one, and that's where I show the banker that this is how it's going to look if all I can do is cover my costs. So if I need to sell 100, if I think I can sell 100, here's what happens if I can only sell 60. I'll still be able to pay you and pay me. And mm-hmm. then that makes them feel like you've been true to yourself and you've been true to your stakeholders.
Yeah, and one of the things is that when we do our best predicted and worst case scenario, unless you've got a lot of experience about in this area, when I work with small business owners, what we find out is that their original best, worst, and predicted case is that when reality hits in, is that their worst case scenario, they're usually about 50 or 60% of their worst case scenario
mm-hmm.
right off the bat
mm-hmm.
because they don't know. And so one of the things we do is really look at everything. It doesn't mean don't do it. It just means, okay, as you get more and more experience, you sit there and you're just better at predicting, you know, your predicting.
Can we talk about that? When we come back, let's talk about the difference between a projection and a budget. That's
okay.
When people get into a lot of trouble is they think a budget is all they need. And they do need that, but that's not all. We'll talk about that with Tom Anastasi after these messages. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.